Can you talk about the results that we're seeing?
The results were striking. The trial design, with a three-arm design, mandated the accrual of over 4,500 patients. In practice, there were in fact 5,070 women accrued. The first interim analysis was planned at 475 events, and what that showed was a hazard ratio of 0.54 with a p of 0.0001, which was just a remarkable result after only 1 year of median follow-up.
What about survival?
Survival is not yet statistical after 1 year of median follow-up, and that will be pursued and may well be presented at San Antonio.
When you look at different subsets, particularly the nodal subset, node negative versus node positive, age, other factors, what did you see in terms of relative risk reduction?
Well, as has been common across most of the trials, the forest plots have not shown any huge differences amongst the subsets in general. That is one point that I want to make. But as you well know, HERA is the only trial that has this large node-negative component, a full one-third of the patients. And the forest plot in this respect is utterly striking. Everything just falls on exactly the same line with exactly the same hazard ratio, whether it is no nodes, 1 to 3 nodes, or 4 nodes and greater. So this gives us enormous confidence and, in my mind, almost mandates us treating the node negatives with the same regimens as we're treating the node positives. I think this is all credit to Dennis Slamon. He recognized how driving HER2 was in the biology of the tumor. And the fact that you have this beautifully targeted therapy, which is used for 20 to 25% of the patients, and shows this dramatic impact. We saw, I think it was an 18 or 19% response rate in Melody Cobley's study in second and third line single agent. We saw it taken up to about 35% in Chuck Vogel's when it went into front line. We've seen huge incremental gains with Taxotere-Herceptin combinations and Taxotere or Taxol-Carbo-Herceptin combinations frontline. And in many ways, we expected it to have this huge increase in the adjuvant studies. I don't think any of us quite thought that it would be this dramatic, but it just shows how driving this gene and this signaling pathway is in this particular group of the 25% of breast cancer patients.
What did you see when you looked at the different kinds of chemotherapeutic regimens that people received? Were you able to tease anything out of that?
I'm so glad you've asked me this because as we look through all of the regimens, around two-thirds of the patients were treated on a straight anthracycline regimen, a FAC or a FEC or an AC. Around 6% were treated with something like a CMF, a non-anthracycline, non-taxane-containing regimen. And around 25% were treated with an anthracycline taxane. So, in fact, the anthracycline taxane group did appear to do worse, although because it's a smaller number, the confidence intervals on this are fairly wide. Now, the kind of patients that are treated with an anthracycline taxane regimen worldwide outside of the United States tend to be a worse group. They tend to be large numbers of nodes, larger tumors, worse pathologies. These are the kind of indicators why a patient is chosen for combined anthracycline taxane therapy. Now, as you well know, during the session, Norm Wollmar questioned whether this is the fact that their start of Herceptin was delayed from having the extra time with the taxane in there. But I would point out that the delay associated with a taxane is minimal. It may not even be real at all because a number of people in Europe use an AT or an ET regimen, or they use an EC going into T dose dense. So virtually all of the adjuvant regimens span between 16 and 24 weeks, and probably the anthracycline taxane, my guess is, although it's a small subset, would approximate around 20 weeks. So there wouldn't be really that much of a delay. But what this does say is that after essentially any standard adjuvant chemotherapy regimen, any standard regimen, Herceptin given afterwards benefits with a hazard ratio of 0.54. And we have to remember the dramatic results that this took distant metastases down from 154 to 85 overall with any regimen. So It shows the power of giving the Herceptin afterwards as well as concurrently. And it also shows how driving the biology is.